Cowboy poetry. We should also point out that at any time you can also ask us to click on maps, bookstores, or people. These are available on every page. Our gig at Borders was canceled, and so we busked, reading Sylvia Plath as college students and skateboarders wandered by to listen and to throw change into William's typewriter case. While there, we were happened upon by the owner of a half-price books on the west side of town, who invited us to read the following day at noon. We crashed at the home of Lay Orff and drank some of his homebrew as a great thunderstorm rolled in over Lake Mendota. These were perfect conditions, as we all love storms, and Lay is a meteorologist who specializes in microbursts, but who can give great color commentary on just about any size storm system. At Half Price Books, a small gathering of left-wing intellectuals affiliated with the University of Wisconsin each purchased several copies of The Unknown. We spent the remainder of that gorgeous Saturday drinking Garden Brow up near the Capitol and playing Frisbee in James Madison Park with Brian Wilde. Dirk got humiliated in a poetry slam at the Cellar. Then we shamefacedly pounded some Starbucks Kenyan and on to Milwaukee.